No, that was a pretty impressive way to cap off the day there. A defensive pin. Go through that match. You were up for most of it. Then the Weld Central kid took the lead in the third period. And what were you? Where were you at there to get that defensive pin?
I just knew he got the last takedown, and I needed to. I have like 15 seconds left or something like that. But I just tried to attack the head and try to pin him there, but it ended up working.
To get to the finals, you had to go through the top seed. You were kind of that 4-5 seed, and you beat the kid from Hawks. He was pretty good. You'll see him again next Friday. But go through that match. It was kind of one of those, I know you weren't happy, but you were happy to get the fall there in the late in the third period.
He was really good on his leg attacks, like his arm drag. And usually I don't wrestle people that wrestle like that. So it was kind of different. I just had to make sure I had to evolve, kind of adapt to his style. And yeah, towards the end of the match, he hit something, and I just hopped my hips over and ended up getting the fall. But
to win a tournament like this, you've won your second tournament this year. That's got to be a pretty good feeling, a good kickstart in here last couple months.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It's an improvement from last year, that's for sure. But I think the time I put in over the summer and stuff like that definitely helped. So, yeah.